Customer, are you there?
Yes. So when will I receive my gift?
Okay, so let me check here. Okay, so you should receive your product within 3 to 5 business days.
Excuse me?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, could I pick it up at the store?
Okay, so I can check for you. You should be receiving the item at your doorstep.
Okay, is there any... Can you give me a confirmation number and all that?
Okay. Let's see. So could I have your zip code?
86001.
First and last name. Okay, I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
928-707-9599.
Okay. So, no, sir, I don't see any information here matching the information that was provided. When did the order take place?
Well, it just came up on my phone right now.
Okay, and did you finish putting in your credit card information to purchase the product?
I've already done all that.
Okay. So right now, I'm not seeing anything here matching information. Since the order was just made, just give us at least 30 minutes to an hour to see that in the system.
No, I done it some, like a week ago.
Okay, well, I don't see any information here matching your information, sir.
So is this like one of those, I will if I, a sweepstake like thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's kind of like a scam.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you?
Is this like a scam, yes or no?
No, sir. So we do have a contest that you can enter into to win an iPhone, iPad, or a vacuum cleaner. But you have to...
Okay, so why do I always get these here quick texts that I've won something?
I'm sorry, sir. I wouldn't know. I'm not seeing anything here in our system matching your information.
And I get these, okay, check this out. Just today alone, I've got four of them. One from October, one from December, January, and a February.
Okay, sir, sorry.
I've talked to people several times, and I've asked to be put on the do not contact list. So what do I need to do to actually get on that list or to get out of your system?
Okay, so right now you're not in our system because I looked up your information and I don't see anything.
So, but why am I still getting these contacts from you?
I would not know, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just a third-party call center.
Is there a supervisor there I can talk to?
You would have to have an account with us in order to be transferred over to my supervisor.
I'm tired of getting all this on my phone.
What I would suggest is blocking the phone number so that you won't receive any more texts, but I'm not in charge.
Yeah, but you guys have 1,000 phone numbers that you've contacted me with several different phone numbers. This is what I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, well, I'm letting you know that your account isn't in our system, so whoever is billing you probably is from a different company.
But it always goes back to this phone number right here.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I really wouldn't know how to fix the problem. I'm not with IT or anything like that. I just handle customer service.
So is this being recorded right now?
Yes,
sir. The supervisor is actually listening right now, okay? Am I correct?
Probably. I wouldn't know. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? So is this being recorded or not?
Yes, sir. The conversation is being recorded.
Is there someone else listening to this call above you?
Yes, sir.
So could I talk to them?
It is company policy. The only way that I'm allowed to transfer you over is you have to have an account with us. If you don't have an account, I'm not allowed to transfer you to my supervisor because there isn't anything that they can look at or assist you with.
Well, could you all please, I'm asking you, please take me out of your system. However, whatever the scam you guys got going on, take me out of it. I'm tired of it.
Yes, sir. All right. Was there anything else I could do for you?
If you could do that, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.